Rise up, you fallen fighter. Rise and take your stand again. For he who fight and run away, live to fight another day.
Holding up the warning,
tear down the wall.
Holding up the warning,
tear down the wall.
We rise up and
tear down the wall.
We rise up and
tear down the wall.
I've been thinking, you know, about this saying, hauling up the wall. Well, the morning itself needs no hauling up. It happens each day when the sun rises, and no one makes that happen but Jah. And no one can make it not happen but Jah. So maybe it's the morning on another plane that needs hauling up. Maybe it's the morning of the horizon of the mental plane of most souls in this country that needs hauling up. For them, it has not dawned. There are political prisoners in this land. Now, anything that needs hauling up is because the thing don't come up naturally by itself. That's why it needs hauling up. There is something wrong with the orbit of their thinking. The idea of political prisoners gets stuck behind the dark side of their moon. To accept this reality would change the orbit of their thinking, make them terribly dizzy, having to spin in a new direction. And sometimes there's a soul like Joshua who says, "Oh Jah, who rides the heavens, make the sun stand still so we can tear down the walls." For there's not enough time in the natural day to do it. Tear down the walls of their thinking so the sun can beam its blazing light over the horizon of their day until they have no place left to hide and all the weather reports say, "We broadcast the truth." Geronimo Pratt and Mutulu Shakur were framed. 100% sunshine. Mark Clark and Fred Hampton were murdered in their beds by the Chicago police. Clear, unclouded skies. There are political prisoners and prisoners of war in the United States of America.